not to blame for the love that's deep inside us now. It's still the same. And the sound we make together is the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down upon you now. Realize.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Investigative Journal. My guest today is going to be Barry Chomish again. We're going to come back for a part two interview, and Barry will be with us shortly to get into the story about what's really happening in Israel and the Middle East from his perspective now. He spent many, many years there, and I want to get with Barry as soon as we get him on the line. But before that, let me just update a story. Yesterday I had on religious researcher and Bible student Mike Novielli, and he had a message to the Jesuit general, Father Peter Hans Kolbenbach, known as the Black Pope. He said, "Repent and find God by admitting your evil doings." And Novielli came forward Thursday on my show, the Investigative Journal, saying the Vatican and the Jesuit order were the true spiritual controllers of the New World Order. He'd been studying this for years and has collected a number of interesting articles on his website, which I list on mine at www.arcticbeacon.com. And he said he'd love to chat with Kolbenbach, but until he allows the Word of God to enter his life, this will never happen. The order, and this is Novielli talking, of power in the New World Order is as follows. Satan followed by the Black Pope and the Pope. And Novielli added, the chain of command then filters down through the control of the world's intelligence agencies, government leaders, and high-level religious leaders. The Jesuits have infiltrated every major religion and government in order to bring about the Pope's final crusade. Years ago, Novielli said he began reading the late Jesuit priest Father Alberto Rivera's incredible account of the Jesuit infiltration into major religions and government, which opened his eyes to the severity of the problem and the control worldwide. This is a story that's been suppressed. No one really understands. We must put this story on the table and talk about it to get to the bottom of what's really happening in our country. And he mentioned this. He said, thank you for the opportunity to be able to share with you and your radio guests some of the things that the Lord has shown him concerning the Roman Catholic institution. Finding the Lord is really the only way to stop Satan's followers on earth, said Novielli, since there must be a worldly headquarters for Satan's evil. And after years of research, he determined it to be the Vatican. He also had listened to Alberto Rivera's wife, Nuri Rivera's interview, which I had her on my show last week, when she mentioned that the Vatican wanted to confiscate Alberto Rivera's remains and bones and bring them back to them, to the Vatican, for worship. And Novielli said that is the truth. And he's got several pictures showing some of the bones in the bottom of the Vatican catacombs. Well, anyway, Nuri Rivera told me that she would never divulge the gravesite of her husband, and you can tell how evil these people really are. There are other people who say even Abraham Lincoln's bones are back in the Vatican. Novielli will make another appearance on my show next Thursday at 11 a.m., and I look forward to that. So that was a good interview. That leads into, we're going to take a short break here, but I have Barry Chomish on the line, and we left off with that subject regarding the Vatican's influence in Israel and what he's learned about the influence all over the world. We're going to get to Barry right after this short break, and he will come back for part two. Remember this, you can go to rbnlive.com now and get the shows live. Also, the archives are restored up until January 25th or 6th. They're hurriedly putting the other ones together, so that'll be done quickly. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727. You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
I'm walking towards Washington.
Walk to pieces, come.
Okay, we are back on the Investigative Journal. My guest, like I said, is Barry Chomish, and Barry's an author and a writer who has tried to tell Americans what's going on in Israel, really, and really help us understand the real problem of the New World Order from many perspectives. Barry, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. I've got a good show for you. I've got important information.
All right, well, why don't you start with it? We got an hour to go here, so let's go.
Well, let's get right to it then. Okay. The Vatican were behind the Rabin murder. And this is in Israel. Well, it's like finding out that the Vatican were behind JFK's murder. You'd have a lot of ticked off people in this country if that were true. But in the case of Rabin, I've been saying it for years that the conspiracy was Rabin, who was the victim, of course. And the main conspirators, Shimon Peres, working with French intelligence. Now, I've said that over and over again because there's such a bulk of information connecting Peres to French intelligence in this case, and his whole career is as a spy for the Vatican has left mounds of paperwork. But let's stick with the Rabin right now. Peres promised the Vatican what they wanted. It was less than a week. It was, I'll tell you exactly, it was 11 days, I believe, between Rabin's murder and the signing in Paris, France, of the Abu Dis agreement. Abu Dis, it was going to be the capital of Palestine. That is a city next to Jerusalem. It was there was going to be a roadway built between Abu Dis and the Temple Mount, and everyone would be happy. They'd all have their capital in Jerusalem. This was the deal that Paris had promised the Vatican from day one. Now, I've done this with you, so I'm going to leave it till the end if I have to do it again. But as you know, Shimon Peres was caught by major media like Arut Sheva, La Stampa, Haaretz. He was caught giving away the old city of Jerusalem to the Vatican as part of the Oslo Accords. In September of, he was caught actually in February of 1994 when his friend, the French intellectual, that's how he calls himself anyways, Marek Halter, revealed to both Shishi and to the Italian magazine La Stampa that he delivered a message from Paris to the Pope in May of 1993, offering the Pope all of East Jerusalem, offering them sovereignty over all holy places, beginning with Mount Zion and ending with Atarot Airport. And we caught him. And then a year later, an actual cable was from the embassy in Rome to the foreign ministry of Shimon Peres in Jerusalem was intercepted. I know by who. It ended up on the weekend newspaper cover of Haaretz front page. The whole country saw it. There's Shimon Peres giving Vatican Jerusalem. We don't need more than this, but there's plenty more. But this is good enough because Peres kept on being a foreign minister of Israel while he was the spy for the Vatican. Nothing can harm this man. And believe me, I use the word man lightly. This is a person without a conscience. This is a sociological personality. He doesn't care how many Jews die. He doesn't care whatsoever, by the way. Now, I've always said the same thing. Interview his wife. She'll tell you. The wife is hidden. She's afraid of being murdered. She has not seen Shimon Peres in 10 years. Wasn't at his 80th birthday party and so on and so forth. Peres will murder anybody in his path. He's that dangerous. And he's doing it for the Vatican. The Vatican have set a loose cannon up in Israel. His name is Shimon Peres. That Vatican murdered Rabin. Now, please understand, the minute in Paris, France, the Abu Dis agreement was signed, it was signed by Shimon Peres and Yossi Beilin. Those are the two main Vatican spies in Israel. They are Shimon Peres and Yossi Beilin. Oh, Lord, people, you have to get my writing. I'm going to interrupt this. There's no choice. It's too complicated. Look, I have my books on lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. Just type under search Shamish, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, and my books will come up. This, what I'm telling you, is now from my book, Save Israel. Leave it be for now. There's a lot of information about Paris and the Vatican, and I've got hundreds of pages of it, and I think you might want to look at it. But back we go to the main story. It was signed in Paris 11 days before Rabin's murder, an agreement to hand the Vatican East Jerusalem, an agreement to give the PLO their capital in East Jerusalem with a parliament building built at Abu Dis. This insanity, and by the way, this is insanity. Don't fool around with this. Paris is nuts, but so is the Vatican. They're murdering right now lots and lots of people in the Middle East conflict, Arabs and Jews. Wait till the whole Middle East goes up in flames with the Vatican soldiers all over the place as well. But neither here nor there, that's future insanity. What you've got right now is a war being heated up by the Vatican. Rabin didn't want to play ball anymore with the Vatican. He wanted out of what was called the Oslo Accord. The Oslo Accord supposedly brought peace to Israel. It did not. Rabin saw, after all the training he went through and all the mouthing of stupid lines in American PR flacks, told them to say to Israelis, like they made a difference, like he would call Israeli audiences racist because they didn't like Oslo, like that meant something in Israel. All of this was years of training the guy, but in the end, he didn't want Oslo anymore. He didn't want it. And that was the end right then and there of the dream of the world's elite to destroy Israel, create a trade bloc like the EU in the Middle East, with the Vatican in charge of all of religion, the United Nations policing Jerusalem, that's part of Paris's deal. All of this was going to go down the tubes because Rabin said enough is enough. He gave several lectures to the Knesset, to the United Nations, where he said, I was born in Jerusalem. I'm not giving it away to anyone. Stop it right then and there. This has got to stop. This peace process is going to kill Israel. I will not be a part of it. This was Rabin at the end of his life. He would not have anything to do with the peace cooked up in large part by the Vatican. Now, I'm going to summarize, because I'm going back to this, and I don't want to lose your smart listeners. Rabin was murdered. His actual murderer was Yoram Rubin. That's the name of the person who pulled the trigger. He was his bodyguard. Rubin also brought Ariel Sharon into hospital last year. He also murdered Sharon, or at least was part of it. His name is Yoram Rubin. That was the real shooter. He was working for Chaime Gilon, head of what we call the Shabak, or you would call the Secret Services, all guided by Shimon Peres. That was the real plot in Israel of the murder of Yitzhak Rabin. It was a Secret Service junta. And they were caught, by the way, and they were caught because of a book I wrote called Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin? Go to lulu.com. It's there.
When did that book come out, Barry, so we know?
The book came out in 97.
Okay.
Backwards. Now we go backwards to the fact that I never understood. I knew who did it. I knew Paris ordered it. Okay? I knew who did the shooting. I knew it was Yoram Rubin. I know that Chaime Gilon did the organizing. But I never understood who gave the order. And then it's been hitting me all week long as the Vatican now prepares for the end of Israel. They gave the order with Shimon Peres to knock up Yitzhak Rabin. Now, I'm not the first person to say this. There are people all over the Internet. There's a Christian fundamentalist named David Ben-Ariel. He's been saying this, that Shimon Peres murdered Rabin in the name of the Vatican. He's been writing this. Eric John Phelps has been saying this. He's got a new Rabin chapter where he makes the same claim. There are others who are saying that the Vatican gave the final order to murder Yitzhak Rabin. Now, I have proven that the Vatican was deeply, deeply involved with the murder through Paris. Now, the head of Secret Service, Chaime Gilon, was in Paris the night of the murder, and he was organizing the post-assassination scenario. What do we do next? But most important, the money for the rally where Rabin was murdered was funneled through somebody named John Friedman, supposedly a media multimillionaire. He was, in fact, the funnel. He paid for the final rally of Rabin, but more important, he and Shimon Peres paid for the security. And by the way, that is from his own writing.
All right, Barry, let's leave it right there. I have to take a break. We'll come back with 3 minutes to continue with Barry Chomish on the Investigative Journal.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097 or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Broken lines, broken strings, broken threads, broken springs, broken idols, broken heads.
Okay, we're back with Barry Chomish, and I'm going to get right back to Barry and pick up right where he left off, because he's got some interesting information today to share, and we want to get it all in this hour. Go ahead, Barry.
Greg, I got someone trying to beat me, and it's going to ruin the whole interview. Will you stay on the line while I tell them to go away?
Yeah, that's fine. And what are you going to do? Oh. You're going to get off the line and come back?
For
or what?
1 second.
Okay, that's fine. Just do what you
Hold
have
on.
To
do. Just don't go away. Hold
no,
on.
Don't worry about it. Barry's got a little problem on his phone, but he's working that out. And he'll be back with us just in a second here. He's been recapping how Itzhak Rabin was killed.
Are you there?
Yeah, go ahead, Barry. Now you're
okay.
All set.
Okay. Now, let me go back to the murder in Paris. All of Paris knows who murdered Rabin. I had reports from all over France about the murder of Rabin. We've got it paid for through France. We've got the security taken care of through France. Now we've got an issue that they didn't expect. The conspiracy got broken open. My book made the top of the chart. It was talked about. Every poll of the last 4 years have shown the Israeli people believe that I got it right. Now the government's in trouble. The government is actually worried that the people want to know who murdered Rabin. The Rabin murder makes no sense. That's why I say go buy my book and look at it, and you'll see that this is a murder that couldn't have been done by Yigal Amir. It's impossible, physically impossible. Everything is wrong. Okay, the range, the speed, the distance, you name it, it's all wrong. So a lot of people are discovering that there's something very, very wrong in Paris, and they're getting murdered. The first is Ben Elisar, Benjamin Ben Elisar. He was the ambassador to Paris. He was Israel's ambassador to Paris. Now, here he was murdered, I believe it was the very end of the year 2000. Here's how they told us it happened. Here's how our government told us. Our government told us that he hired two male, no less, strippers, invited him to the hotel. The hotel, no less, was where the embassy hosted its guests, and everybody knew Ben Elisar, and he's going to bring two male strippers to his room where he dies in a sadomasochistic orgy. Believe it or not, that's the story that was spread throughout Israel. The actual truth of the matter works like this. Ben Elisar found out about the Rabin murder and other horrible crimes that went through Paris, France, on behalf of the Vatican. He was called a meeting between the new prime minister, Barack Chirac, and him to discuss what he discovered. Barack flies all the way from Israel, attends the meeting, and goes back home. He announces immediately that he is firing six members of the old foreign ministry, the one run by David Levy. They're all fired. Included in the firing is Ben Elisar. He's got to pack his bags and get to Israel immediately. Ben Elisar, the next morning of Sabbath, goes to the hotel, and he is dead. The French get him. French intelligence murder him. He doesn't make it back to Israel. The word is out all over Israel that something is wrong in Paris. Something very wrong is very wrong with the Rabin assassination. So what do they do? I believe it was May of the year 2001. But don't trust me on the dates, just on the facts for now. They burnt the embassy down. The Israeli embassy in Paris, four stories high, one evening didn't have even one guard inside it. The most heavily guarded embassy in all of Europe didn't even have one itty-bitty little guard inside it. And somehow or another, this giant four-story building burnt to the ground. And it gets even weirder because the fire went out about 2 hours after it started, and they relit it to make sure the whole embassy went down to the ground with no one inside the building. Now, to imagine that, the ambassador to France, the Israeli ambassador to France, takes his little key, and he closes the little embassy door, and he locks it, and he goes home for the night, and there's no one inside that four-story building. We can burn it to the ground. This stuff is going on in Paris all the time, murder and arson and crimes, because the French don't want to be leaked to the crimes of Shimon Peres, but they especially don't want to be leaked back to the Rabin assassination. This is a major, major issue going on in the secret corridors of the people who run us, is that the Rabin assassination not come out. And by the way, that'll give you the kind of about the kinds of sons of bitches I'm fighting against day and night, the miracle that I'm alive at all. I'm fighting the Vatican for being behind the murder of Yitzhak Rabin through Shimon Peres. I couldn't have stated that more clearly, I don't think.
Okay, Barry, listen, we're going to take a break. You catch your breath. We'll come back in 3 minutes with Barry Chomish on the Investigative Journal.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, we're back with Barry Chomish, and let me make a program note here. You can go to rbnlive.com again and listen live. That's back online. And also you can get the archives up to January 26th, and the archives from then till now are being taped and will be restored shortly. So that'll be back to normal soon. I just wanted to mention that. And also you can go to my website at www.arcticbeacon.com and get a lot of good articles. I am running a pledge drive. If you can help me any way possible, I really would appreciate it. It's very simple if you go there to keep people like Barry Chomish coming forward with their voice, because it's a voice that isn't heard of in very many places. And that is an orchestrated effort by the powers that be to keep the truth, the real deceivers, off of the front pages and off of the radio waves, so that deflection of who are the real terrorists. And that's what we're talking about today. And it goes way back, as Barry's telling us, regarding Yitzhak Rabin and others in Israel. Same thing happening here in our country. A lot of parallels to what's going on there and here and all over the Middle East. I mean, it's an infiltration. The only way to win this war is to control both sides. And when I say win it, it's the New World Order's idea of winning it. Go ahead, Barry. I want you to continue with this story. Take us from Rabin to where you want to go.
Rabin's a very, very major crime in Israel. Now, I'm not sure I'm giving it the justice it deserves, but it's a turning point in that country. It may actually be the number one story ever came out of Israel, and the Vatican is behind it. Now, look, I'm going to tell you what the Vatican is also behind, and go look at a book. The author, her name is Mauri, M-A-U-R-I. Her website is reflectionsinthenight.com. One word, reflectionsinthenight.com. She wrote a book. I received it and I reviewed it on the Vatican's destruction of Israel. Other than my books of the last year or two, who else is saying this? The Vatican are going to get the Jews out of Israel. It's going to happen very quickly. They're going to get their state a capital. The new Roman Empire of the Germanic nations is going to have a capital, and they are just salivating at the possibility that they will once again rule Jerusalem, just as Charlemagne did. Charlemagne never was in the Middle East, but he was so powerful for making the Vatican a military force that the Arabs actually named him King of Jerusalem. So was Frederick Barbarossa, who was the actual German Vatican King of Jerusalem. He sat on the throne there during the Crusades. They want their capital back, and no one seems to understand this. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, this is really the most important meeting that was held in the last many centuries politically. This determined all our futures. Now, 1898, Kaiser Wilhelm came to Jerusalem. Now, believe me, the ruler of the largest nation in Western Europe didn't go to Jerusalem in 1898. It was a terrible trip. Worst destination you ever could imagine going to. You're talking about taking a tramp steamer to Jaffa, and then hiring an armed donkey train, and then hoping the bandits don't rob you blind. And when you finally get to Jerusalem, you'd better have made an arrangement with a local church, or there's no motels to stay in. But he went to Jerusalem, and he consecrated three churches. The most important of these churches can be seen from miles and miles around Jerusalem. It's the highest point of the city, or it appears to be so. That is the Dormition Abbey on Mount Zion. The Turks let him build. Now, here is what's important. It's a replica of Charlemagne's great cathedral at Aachen. Charlemagne, after he conquered Europe, built a cathedral for the Pope in Aachen, Germany. The first Christian cathedral in his territory, that was rebuilt on Mount Zion, beginning in 1898, finished in 1906. All right, so we have an idea sort of why he would come to Jerusalem, but then here is what makes the meeting extremely important. Also in 1898 was the leader of Zionism, Theodor Herzl. He was also in Jerusalem in 1898, and he met with Kaiser Wilhelm on November 2nd of 1898. Now, there isn't a lot about the meeting. Go to my website, theberrychamishwebsite.com, and read the quotes that I provide. It's the Barry Chamish, BarryChamishWebsite.com, theberrychamishwebsite.com, and you'll see the quotes. Everyone agrees that Herzl was rebuffed. Now, what does rebuffed mean? The only reason Herzl would have followed Wilhelm to Jerusalem was because he received a promise that Wilhelm would declare war against the Turks and give him a land in Palestine. That's the only interest Herzl had in the whole wide world. He didn't care about his bowling game. He didn't attend evenings of poetry. He wanted a land in Palestine. Germany could only provide that land through war. The Kaiser told Herzl, we are not going to give you that war. We have now reached an alliance with the Turks. They are now our allies. And Herzl was very upset to hear this. And he returned, or at least he went to Britain, where the Zionists there had different plans. He told them, he said, we can't defeat a German-Turkish alliance. That would be a war that's unbelievable. There's never been a war like that. Let's move the Zionist enterprise to Africa. You Brits have got land in Uganda. Give us 10,000 square miles of it, and we're finished. But the Brits didn't like that because that was not their plan. And I guess that proves, possibly that proves, that Herzl didn't realize that these people are going to rebuild a totally secular state and completely destroy religious Judaism. That's what's going on right now. Now, what we're talking about is a very angry British Zionism, which included Lord Balfour, needless to say, and Lord Rothschild. I don't even know his first name, but they always say Lord Rothschild of London, whoever he was, signed a Balfour, received the Balfour Declaration. They were really, really mad at Herzl. Now, I want you to know what they told us. All my life, they told us that Herzl worked so hard that at the age of 44, he just dropped dead. Well, I got news for you. Even way back then in 1905, you didn't just drop dead because you worked really, really hard. I looked him up. There isn't much on this. He went into a sanatorium in Paris, another Paris murder, why not? And he never came out again. That was the murder of Herzl. I am thoroughly convinced they knocked him off. But now they got rid of this dissident who was threatening to move Zionism to Africa. They replaced him ultimately with Chaim Weizmann, the worst butcher of Jews other than Hitler of this century. We can talk about him very shortly. I think we should. There's much to say about this. But more to the point, Zionism and the British determined that from here on in, it will determine world policy. In 1906, the Dormition Abbey was completed. The Turks were scared of the British. The British managed to get the Turks to hand over the Sinai Peninsula in 1906, gave them the whole peninsula. In case you think it was ever Egyptian, and the Egyptians had some right under some peace treaty to get the Sinai Peninsula, it was never theirs. The Turks were so afraid of Britain for putting up that little church in Jerusalem, they handed over 36,000 square miles and gave it to Britain. But it was too late for the Sultan of Turkey. He was overthrown. Now, look, I'm going to say the word Sabbatean Jews for now. These are not Jews. These are people who've converted out. But it doesn't matter. They're the troublemakers. The Turkish Sultan was overthrown by a Tartuk and his band of Sabbateans. The Sabbateans believe that a 17th century false messiah named Shabtai Tzvi was, in fact, the real messiah of the Jews, and they believe the Torah was not meant to be obeyed in its literal sense, but in its opposite sense. Therefore, do not kill becomes kill. And believe me, these Sabbateans from Turkey had an enormous, enormous physical reaction to the Holocaust, as did Chaim Weizmann, who in 1936 told the Zionist Conference in Basel that there may only be 2 million people, Jews, surviving the upcoming Holocaust, but they'll be perfect for Palestine. These people were working with the Nazis, the Sabbateans. These are the people that actually work in the United States. They made sure that America and the Roosevelt government never, ever tried to stop the Holocaust. another show will do this. Get my books, folks. It's the only way you'll read them all. This information is vital. It's the screwing of the Jewish people. It's the arrangement of the end of the Jewish people. The Vatican will not tolerate Israel anymore. There was a war last summer. That war saw the Vatican take over southern Lebanon. It's only Italian, French, Spanish, and German troops in southern Lebanon. Right now they're trying to get the Israel Defense Forces out of Gaza, and that'll be that. The Crusades are on after that. Israel will be defeated. But let's, first of all, go back in history. What was the result of the Kaiser saying no to Theodor Herzl? The result was World War I, ultimately. The result was 20 million dead in that conflagration. In 1917, the British shifted close to a million men to the Middle East and retook Palestine. Allenby walked into Jerusalem. Balfour released his declaration looking with favor upon the establishment of a Jewish home in Palestine. In 1933, the transfer agreement was signed. The transfer agreement was the deal between the labor Zionists, not the good Zionists, and there was a very good Zionist movement led by Jabotinsky trying to stop the Holocaust. No, it was by the labor Zionists who got tremendous pleasure out of the religious and all those Jews who didn't believe that Shabtai Tzvi or his Ashkenazi counterpart, Jacob Frank, were the Messiah. Do not try and follow this. Please read my books. Lulu.com, www.lulu.com. Just know that the Zionism that you know about, you don't know a damn thing, people. You just don't understand what's going on in Israel today. What's going on in Israel today is just the second Holocaust about to be prepared and to be foisted upon the Jewish people. It's going to be a second Holocaust, and they're preparing it right now. Should we go into the...
From your vantage point, how far away are we from this conflict?
Well, they're looking for an excuse. Everybody's looking for an excuse to get the conflict going. It's just a question. We know how it's going to start. We know that anything, any excuse, any pretext will get 10,000 missiles being shot from Lebanon and Gaza. And the missiles this time will reach Tel Aviv, and they will reach Jerusalem. And the Jews will have nowhere to run, and Israel will be a chicken running around with its head cut off. And whatever so-called Samson option, atomic option Israel seems to have, well, they're not using it. They didn't use it last summer. Israel will tell its army to fight to the last man when a lot of dead people will result in that order. But once the end comes, Israeli women and children are going to be raped. Every last one of them are going to be raped. There's going to be no ceasefire. Nobody is going to try and save Israel. They are going to come in, the Arabs, from every nearby nation and just rape and pillage Israel. That is in the cards right now. And boy, are the Arabs looking forward to it. There's a race going on right now between Egypt and Iran to see who gives more weapons to defeat Israel right now. Egypt, the peace partners, is funneling more missiles than our enemy, Iran. The fact of the matter is the Vatican had a meeting not a week ago in Madrid, led by King Juan Carlos, the Jesuit-trained master of the Middle East. And again, you have to read my book, Save Israel. You don't know what I'm talking about. It's too dramatically different from the way you've been taught. And nothing you see on TV or read is going to prepare you for what's really going on in the Middle East and what's really going on in the world in a lot of respects.
Yeah, Star, we got a minute here before the break, Barry. Talk about this meeting recently with Juan Carlos.
With 19 foreign ministers from all the Arab countries, they all sat down and promised how Israel could be removed, how the Golan and Palestine could be removed from Israel. In other words, they sat and talked about the final days of Israel. This time they were going to do it with Spanish backing. Horrible, isn't it?
Yeah, and not much coverage on that, correct?
I was the only one. I was the only one. I sent it here and there. I'm the only one sending out these stories. And I have never felt lonelier in my life, let me tell you, but all this. But, yeah, a meeting was held in Madrid, Spain. Juan Carlos presided, 19 Arab foreign ministers, how to get rid of Israel, and no one covered it. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and you can get Barry's books at, what is that, lulu.com?
Yeah, look, it's only $10 to download any book. It's a very inexpensive proposition. For $20, they'll send it to your door. So far, they've been good. Lulu is the only way I can sell books, folks. I was refused entry into the United States. I ran from Israel. I was very, very badly hurt in a car crash. I had a stroke, which, folks, I don't believe was just me. I had a stroke, and I was exposing that.
Let's continue with that. I'm going to take a break right now. Come back for our final segment with Barry Chumish on the Investigative Journal.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Long time.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal. My guest is Barry Chumish. And Barry, we only have about 3 or 4 minutes. I want you to wrap it up. And then, again, we'll have you on in the future, so don't worry about that. But go ahead, tell us. You were telling us about what actually happened to you, how you're now not allowed in America. Go ahead.
Well, I would just stop. But again, that has to be cured. At some point, I have to go back and find something, find some money. And Canada isn't so good at that. It's being a little rough on me. So go onto my website, and if you're nice, I will send you a little present if you send me a little donation. Now, look, I want to make one final point. Leah Rabin, Yitzhak's wife, she had to wait 30 days. That's Jewish law. 30 days after Rabin was murdered, she took a trip, and nobody paid proper attention to this trip. Now it's time to start paying attention. She flew to see the Pope. Now, look, there are many reasons why someone would want to see a Pope, but not after your husband was just assassinated. It's not like you're getting like some consolation from this guy. Nobody's going there for consolation. You're going there to be threatened. There was a lot of rumors floating around that could get to Shimon Peres. Peres was going crazy. He could not live with the rumors. They were going to land on his door in any time whatsoever. She was warned, don't interfere with Shimon Peres. Don't even hint that he was involved. Don't even hint at what might have caused your husband's murder. And she did. Leah Rabin eventually did. It took her a few years. She finally opened her mouth and told the Israeli public, buy Chamish's book. Go and leaf through Chamish's book. She said that on TV. And by the way, she didn't last a year after that. After that, she was finished. I met two of her doctors from the oncology department of Ichilov Hospital. She was given the wrong medicine for her cancer. It was extremely suspicious. Everything around Rabin is murder. It's just a whole pile of dead bodies. They killed his anesthesiologist, a bullet through his head last week. The Vatican murdered Yitzhak Rabin. They used Shimon Peres to do the actual murdering. Keep that in mind. The worst crime, at least in Israeli minds, to Israel, the worst crime is going to be the end of Israel, which could be at any day now, frankly, the missiles could go off. But the worst crime until then was viewed as the Rabin murder. It was the Vatican who did it.
Right, and that's interesting about this meeting that Rabin's wife had and then what happened to her when she finally went public. Boy, that's an incredible story. I didn't know anything about that. I'm not sure our listeners didn't either. I know that she went to visit the Pope, but I didn't realize what happened to her after she finally went on Israeli TV, like you said, and said to get your book. Like you said, just murder and assassinations, and we're trying to get to the bottom of who's really doing it. Barry, we're all out of time again. Thanks again for being on the show. Go to lulu.com and get Barry's books, or to his website, the BarryChamishwebsite.com. Thank you, Barry.
Oh, thank you. You're great. Bye.
Okay. That was Barry Chamish. We're going to take a short break. Come back with Lieutenant Colonel Dangerous Dan Marvin, back after this short message.